Today we have another installment of the Be Sure campaign from the Growing Matters Coalition, an initiative reminding farmers and applicators to follow stewardship best practices to protect pollinators and other wildlife. Today we got a good conversation with Garrett Gilcrease, Agronomic Service Representative with Syngenta. Garrett, we're often talking about the label, and I believe that's probably the answer to this question, but how can applicators ensure that they're following a lot of different rules, local, state, federal? How can they stay safe?
Well, the first one is read the label. I mean, the label is kind of the law. That's a typical use pattern in regulatory circles that gets used. That has all the information that you need from a 1,000-foot view to make sure you're using the product correctly. It has the rates you want to use, the timings, the pests that are controlled, the crops, and then any other restrictions you might have around, say, like pollinators, buffer zones, schools, those kinds of things. It's all right there. The other one is comply with all local and state regulations when using these registered products. Your local county ag advisor and pesticide enforcement group is perfect for that. They're usually really good. Give them a quick call if you're unsure about something, haven't used a product before. They can walk you through the ins and outs and do's and don'ts. And that really allows you to use the product the correct way and avoid any pitfalls with pesticide enforcement after the use pattern, which can be a tricky situation, also expensive sometimes. And then going back to the label, follow everything on that label. And that gives you, like I mentioned before, everything around IPM, good stewardship practices. Another one is just rotation management as well. There's a lot of different products that fall in the same FRAT group, IRAT group, same group of use, I'd say, or mode of action. And so using that label to go over everything from safety, but also rotation management is not only going to ensure that we get the most out of the product today, but we also do it safely and we have that product to use for tomorrow.
Yeah, rotations, that's a good one. You follow the label to stay safe, to keep pollinators safe, but also you're right. I mean, rotation, you use less product in the end if it's more effective. I mean, that's a very important aspect of this.
Yeah, 100%. We live in an environment now where we don't have chemistry or brand new chemistry coming off the showroom floor, for lack of a better term, every year, every week. We've got to use what we have now and make it work for as long as we can. Because it takes so long, it's so hard to get new products registered, and getting new novel chemistry is tough to do. So following that label and rotating those products in such a way to make sure they're viable for here and in the future is key. And so one term that gets used quite a bit is the four R's, right? The first one is going to be right place. So using it on the right crop. That's initially going back to the label, using the right product for the right crop, but use it at the right time. The right rate. I know that we are in a time where commodity prices are low, growing pressure is high, and cost to grow is very high as well. But using the right rate for the right pest at the right time is going to make sure you get the most mileage out of that chemical and reduce the potential for having you to come back in and retreat again with some other chemical, again, because of lack of efficacy of the first one. And then using the right products. That goes into just the basics of rotation management. You want to use something that's going to be effective, that rotates out of a chemistry you might have been using initially to kind of give a breakup there, and dose that weed, pathogen, or insect with something different. Kind of keeps them guessing, and it also makes sure that when we go to use that product again, it's going to be more effective. And the biggest thing when you come down to environmental impact, bees, beneficials, and just the overall impact of using products in general and saving money is getting the most out of it you can. Because if we go with the wrong products at the wrong rate, the wrong time, or the wrong place, you're going to have to come back in again quicker. And that means spending more money on applying stuff where you shouldn't have had to do that before. You got to put another product in there. It just causes lots of mess. So getting the most out of one application is going to be better for not only the environment, but also the grower and your pocketbook.
Being safer for pollinators, keeping you out of trouble, and saving money. I think that's what all growers want. Again, good information from Syngenta's Agronomic Service Representative, Garrett Gilcrease. Where can people find out more information, Garrett?
A good place to go is the website growingmatters.org. It gives you a lot of information that I talked about and directs you to other places where you can get information. That's another good one to go to. And then the other one might be just your local company rep for the product you want to use. We deal with them every day, and we can give you some information on those, and your local county representative too can direct you to some of those information.
Very good. Thank you, Garrett. Appreciate it. Again, this has been another installment of the Be Sure campaign from the Growing Matters Coalition, an initiative reminding farmers and applicators to follow stewardship best practices to protect pollinators and other wildlife. You can get more information at growingmatters.org.